Right then, Ollie, when you catch your breath after that, what's your thoughts on that one?
Look, it was we stood up tonight and we were probably men, to be fair to them. You know, it's not often I say that about them, but we were. There was backs of the wall stuff, you know, from 2-1 up, basically. We were hanging on. We gave away some poor goals from our point of view, albeit like the likes of Derek Pender's goal, a great goal from Bo's point of view. We looked dead and buried, but we kept at it. You know, the penalty with the last kick of the game basically brought us back into it. But we were hanging on. There's a lot of lads there that basically, you know, the likes of Eddie Dezan there was, you know, since last Friday went through a very, very tough time, and he declared himself fit to play because we were down numbers, and you know, like, you could see himself, he was out in his feet, but we couldn't take him off with the three substitutions already used. So that type of way, you know, it was hugely encouraging. Probably the only disappointing part is that it's a cup game and not a league game, which is, you know, obviously a priority for us. But we stood up there and against a very, very good side, that Bohemians there.
Yeah, and there's so many incidents and so many talking points in that game, Ollie. So many goals as well, but it was swung one way, then the other. And in fairness to your side, looked to be going out of it at one stage and then somehow found an equaliser and then a winner.
Yeah, it was a great game. Anyone here neutral, you know, it was a proper game of football. You know, there's a lot of people might complain about some days, like last Friday against Galway, and rightly so. But today, whether we won it or not, it was a proper game of football where both teams went at it to try and win it. To be fair, I thought we started very well in the first 20 minutes, and to be fair to Denny Cork, and he scored a brilliant goal, slightly against the run of play, but to be fair, Bo's took over. They're a proper team. I said that over and over again, and they're up that table and challenging for Europe for a reason. And to be fair to them, they probably thought they had it won, but an extra time, you know, I think we cleared a few off the line. We're heading balls back in our own end line, you know, but we stood up, which is, you know, we wilted a little bit against Galway when we were down to 10 men. And fair play to Galway in that, but tonight we didn't. But we need to do it. We need to do it week in, week out to have any chance of staying in the league part.
And in fairness, some of the guys that you brought in tonight, Ollie, some of the so-called fringe players, certainly, they certainly produced a performance that might give you some reason to have a wee think about things going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lads went out to try and prove a point, and they did to a certain extent. To give them credit, it wasn't all plain sailing, and we made mistakes out there as well. Probably disappointing, the goals we conceded, you know, from our point of view. You know, I know Denny Corcoran's shot was a great strike, but we didn't close the area in front of our back four down properly. You know, the other positive side, we scored four set pieces, you know, against a side like Bo's, who are physically strong and has some great footballers. But, you know, you'd gladly swap tonight for a league win, to put it that way to you, but it's, you know, you can't pick and choose.
Yeah, and the defence as well, Ollie, special mention for them, because it was very much a new look defence tonight. You tried to change things about, and in the closing stages they had to stand tall as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and they did, to give them that, but they have to stand tall up in Inchicore next week, where it'll be back to the wall stuff as well, against a very strong St. Pat's team. You know, they've proper men in there, as Bo's do, but there's no point in us performing like that tonight and not being able to reproduce us next Friday, or indeed on the Monday night against Cork here. So yep, we'll enjoy tonight without doubt, but we have a massive game next Friday in Inchicore.
Yeah, and that's the first of a run of games, Ollie, and this win tonight means you'll be back out in action the weekend after the Cork game too. So three important games in the space of, what, 9 or 10 days?
Yeah, look, they're all important. I know last year we lost to Crumlin here and were bitterly disappointed when we lost the first round of the Cup. Like I said it before, in hindsight, it probably wasn't the worst thing in the world. Is tonight a brilliant victory? Only time will tell that. As I said, if it was a league game where you bet Bo's, although we did beat Bo's here, you know, you'd say, yeah, that's something you really, really wanted. But like, you can't pick and choose at this level what games you win and what games you don't. We turned up tonight. We didn't turn up last Friday, and that's taking nothing away from Galway. You know, we didn't put in a performance of any sort last Friday. Tonight we did, and especially when we went 3-2 down. That's probably the most pleasing side of it. Like.